96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Yes, it has caused the demise of many a relationship and in some cases made others stronger. Cheating, infidelity, married or dating, is it a deal breaker for you? Can you forgive and repair the relationship, or is it all over as far as you're concerned? Well, we are talking about it tonight. It is our Friday Fire Conversation. My guests are comedian Queen Aisha and relationship strategist Chris Richardson, and author of the book Can We Talk? Well, we're going to talk tonight. Lines are open. Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We want to hear from you. What do you think? Done deal, deal breaker, or can it be fixed? Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or Daily Drum WHUR. Okay, Queen, Chris, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
Okay, ho. Hey, there we go.
Watch how you talk about infidelity and hey, ho.
Yes, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. There's that. listen, before we even get into this conversation, we spoke to some of our WHUR colleagues about this, and this is what they had to say about it. Nothing.
Because I was checking for voices to see who was who.
Yeah, crickets.
It happens all the time, and it's tough in the beginning, but I think in most cases, people generally get over it. Quite frankly, yeah, I have gotten over it. You know, yeah, so it's, you know, yeah, I've been through that.
People are human, and inevitably, a situation might present itself, and an individual may decide to dip in the well. The question would be, if I decided to step out, would he take me back?
Mm-hmm. Mm, well, there you go. Okay, ladies first, deal breaker for you, Queen Aisha, or can it be fixed?
It depends how he look. Is he cute? Is he ugly? Because if he ugly, I'm like, really? I gave you a chance. I actually did community service on your behind, and you stepped out. That's a problem.
Oh, you mean the,
like, if he's not attractive,
the mate,
right?
Or,
my dude, if he's not attractive, and he's I put in community service hours.
Oh, wow!
Honored.
Mm-hmm. But your dude, but see, your dude should be a good looking cat.
Of course.
Right.
But
so,
all women put in community service hours.
Is that what it is?
You done dated a dude without a car. You know, all this type of stuff. So I'm like, okay, I might have a low self esteem week. You know what I'm saying? And I might, you know, I might go with him and it'd be like 10 years. And I'm like, okay. And then you cheated. I'm like, you've been ugly for 10 years.
What?
And I, like, gave you a chance for 10 years and you ain't changed.
So it really depends on.
It depends on if he's ugly, yeah. How long we've been together. Like, is this an official relationship? Or do we go together?
Mm-hmm.
Not together, but together.
Together. Mm-hmm. V. Chris, what do you think? Can it, you know, is it a done deal? Is that a deal breaker for you, Mr. Relationship Expert? Or can it be fixed?
Hey, Harold, it's a deal breaker for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a deal breaker for me.
Why is that?
I think at the end of the day, it's like this. If I put myself out there in terms of being vulnerable, my trust level in you, and I'm not stepping out on you, I'd be dang if I want you to step out on me. So for me, it's a deal breaker. But you may catch me on one of my saved and sanctified days where I may have a little bit of grace.
Oh, hilarious.
But reality is, it's a deal breaker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Why is that?
For most guys, it is anyway. And at the end of the day, I mean, it's that whole pride and that ego thing.
Mm-hmm.
So guys want to know that I'm always the man. And if you stepping out on me, I'm never going to feel like the man. You know what I'm saying? So why would you have to step out anyway?
If she saw gritting on you after she
absolutely.
Did.
So, you know, if you, especially if you're putting it down, you're going to work, you're doing everything that you need to do for the benefit and benevolence of your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say you're married. Okay. In that instance, and you are putting it down, going to work every day, you're bringing home the bacon, you're trying to be other minded, And at the end of the day, it comes down to, well, I just don't think you were meeting my needs. Wow.
Okay. I want to talk about that a little bit. Yeah, because that is an interesting point. I'm going to drill down a little bit, no pun intended on that either. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about cheating, infidelity, whether you're married or dating. Is it a deal breaker for you? Let me go to the phone lines. You're on the air. What's your name, caller, and where are you calling from?
Andrea, and I'm calling from Upper Marlboro.
Okay, so what do you think?
So, for me, it's been a little bit of both. More so on the deal breaker side, but I have been in a situation where I forgave. And, oh, my God, that was so tough. It is, because it just drives you bat crazy. So, but what I don't understand is the double standard. So, with us women, if we step out, you know, guys are real quick to dismiss us. But then they guys seem to want us to forgive automatically. And it's the same feeling, it's the same sentiment, because, like in my situation, he said I did everything right. The insecurity was with him because he just felt like this ugly guy, and it was nice to have a bunch of women flirt with him. And I'm just
see
like,
what I say.
Well, there it
is. He's not ugly. No, he's not ugly. He's a good-looking guy. But I'm just like, how do you not have impulse control? I'm not ugly, and people come up to me all the time, especially in the DMV. Oh, my God. On every single corner, there's a black man like, hey, girl. So why can't you show the same respect and understand at the end of the day that this is not worth destroying my family. This is not worth destroying the person I love's trust in their heart, because then they find out, I mean, you're going to have all kind of doubt. Mm-hmm. I mean, for months, I've doubted myself. I thought I was stupid. I thought I was ugly. Like, I kept questioning, like, why? You know, why did you do this?
Okay.
What was wrong with me?
Okay.
Birds of a feather flock together. He thought he was ugly. Then she saw a check. It's questioning her looks.
Wow.
You see?
Yeah, but Harold, when insecurity meets inadequacy, it equals infidelity a lot of times, too.
Mm. Wait a minute. Back
that was algebra. Go ahead.
Insecurity met with inadequacy. Now he feels inadequate. Okay, I can't put it down anymore. And therefore, he steps out.
Mm-hmm.
That equals any infidelity.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it equals up to. So if I'm already insecure, we got a problem to begin with. Mm-hmm. All right, unless we work and get to the root of that thing, we're going to have a problem. Because pain equals more pain later until you work on it and do the work to get to the root of it.
And hurt people hurt.
Hurt people.
Okay.
Absolutely.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Cheating, infidelity, married or dating, is it a deal breaker for you? You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, it's a regular caller on the drum, Chika Tanaka from Silver Springs, Maryland. My question is this. Why is infidelity a problem? Why is it a deal breaker? Why can't people just sit down and talk about the problem? Why do they gotta fight and stuff? I mean, I'm married for 5 years and I'm expecting my first child November 2017. And I mean, sit down and talk. I mean,
you mean before it happens or before it happens or after, Chico? That's what I'm asking.
Both.
Okay.
Before and after.
Okay. Interesting point. Okay, Chris, what do you think? What do you say, beforehand, before this happens, when you're talking about, someone, let's say a woman says her needs are not being met. How does she approach her husband, her mate, and say, you're not giving me what I need, or as you said, putting it down, that may be a different.
Because his putting down was more so like bill paying.
It was everything. He was a quintessential man and a father. He was putting it down there. He was bringing home the bacon, frying it up in the pan and all that good stuff. But at the end of the day, things happen.
So what should she say if her needs aren't being met?
Well, in reality, she can say that, but there needs to be a because. So I feel, using an I feel statement, I feel right now I'm frustrated. Okay, so let's talk and address the feeling. Then after that, because, I'm not having, my issue is quality time. Okay, so let me just get it. I share a lot of vulnerability. My wife's love language is quality time. And so if it's important to her, it's a priority for me. It's got to be, right? And so what we've always had to do is define what is quality time. That way I'm not chasing a rabbit around the track with my head cut off, okay? And so that which you don't define will ultimately confine you or to redefine you. So you got to really sit down and say, okay, Kiko said, well, why can't we talk about it? Oftentimes, we've been talking about it. You just ain't been listening.
Oh, wow. Now, Queen, what if you start that conversation with, I feel nothing?
But you know what? I'm going to say this. I think that intimacy is physical intimacy is a great part of the relationship, but that's not it. And I think a lot of times in relationships, people jump too quick. You don't get to know the person, their personality, what their love language is. And a lot of times when I talk about this on stage, women don't really know, the majority of them, how they want to be treated, touched, and you know what I'm saying? And how they want to feel. So as you said, chasing a rabbit. It's the same thing. So I think that it's very important for you to say, hey, my needs are not being met in this way. And for your mate to listen, because a lot of times guys, they're not listening because they're saying, oh, she just complained again. Oh, she you know, all of this type of stuff. So I think that the conversation needs to be had and it needs to be defined and just talk it out.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Back to the phone lines. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Sam and Herndon. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a married guy for almost 25 years. I mean, I've never had that situation, but I really think it's not a black and white answer. It really depends. If you have kids, it makes it even more difficult depending on the age of the kids. And if you really care about the person, you know, I mean, like somebody said earlier, I mean, you really got to, you know, take it on a case-by-case basis and talk to that individual, see if it can be worked out. If it can be worked out, you know, then you, I mean, you know, but I do, I mean, eventually it may break the relationship anyway, because once you break that trust, that's all you had, you're still going to have that in the back of your mind regardless, you know what I mean? Like, that's never going to go away. But so I don't think it's really black and white. But anyway, that's all I had to say.
Okay, Queen, real quick.
And not saying it's a right or wrong, but was it a waiting exhale moment? You know, you're going through something in life, or do you have an issue? You know what I'm saying? Are you just going around tapping and giving yourself to everybody? And that makes a difference as well.
You said you talk about these things on stage. You're going to be in town. You're in town. You're at the Howard Theater on Sunday.
It's an all-female, my 5-year comedy anniversary of Funny and Stilettos. It's
funny
diverse.
Stilettos.
All female, all funny.
Mm-hmm.
Stilettos
are
awesome.
You got Shep,
let me explain something to you. Shep is our lesbian on the show, and
okay.
She is loved. She is the woman's guilty pleasure. She's hilarious. She says she gay, but she not gay. She don't like rainbows, and she don't eat Skittles.
Wow. You know, that's... Queen, congratulations.
Thank you.
For 5 years.
Thank
Did you produce in this show?
I produce it. You know, we've actually spotlighted over 30 women from here to the UK in 5 years.
There you go. Howard Theater on Sunday, 7 p.m. We're talking about cheating, infidelity. If you're married, if you're dating, is it a deal breaker for you? Can you forgive? Can you repair the relationship? Or is it over? Is it a done deal? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Thanks for calling. You're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from? Caller, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. We're about to take a break, but listen, stay on the line. We want to hear from you. Has it happened to you? Have you done it to someone else? Were you able to fix your relationship? And we want to hear from the guys. We want to hear from the women. This is really kind of the battle of the sexes, too, even though, you know, Chris is trying to heal everybody.
By our moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So listen,
if
you're on the line, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown, of course, he's next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We'll be back with more of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.